Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. Bob Fisher's our is here, ladies and gentlemen. Bob's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, we're celebrating his fifth anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust today. Robert J. Fisher is a certified financial planner. He is a senior portfolio manager, and he's also the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. And he's our good friend, Bob Fisher. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. And I want the record to show that when you work with your clients, you do have clothes on.
Right? Absolutely. I always wear clothes when I'm working with my clients.
Even though he wrote the book, The Naked Portfolio Manager. So
that's correct.
Which we've talked about quite a bit in the past, in the years past. We've talked quite a bit about Bob's investment strategy and ideas and practices. But today we're going to talk about something a little bit different. Bob, you've written recently, you've become a proponent of what the national sales tax reform idea. And I'll tell you and remind my audience that I was debating this issue, the tax reform issue, back in the 90s on this show. When this was pretty hot and heavy back in the 90s, remember when Steve Forbes was running for president? He was bringing flat tax to bear. I had congressmen from the Republican congressmen on the show talking about the guy from Louisiana. I'll think of his name in a minute. He was pushing the national sales tax like you are, and so I've been covering this issue for a long time. I want you to talk to us about how a national sales tax system would work and why it's a good idea from a simplicity standpoint, especially.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, as you know, we have two basic systems. We have a sales tax where states get revenues,
right,
and then we have an income tax.
Right.
Well, if you have two systems, two bureaucracies.
Right. Right.
And then you have to pay for two bureaucracies. Now, when you pay your sales tax,
you actually have three bureaucracies, right? Because we have the federal income tax collection, and then we have the state income tax and the state sales tax collections.
Absolutely.
So in a way, we have three.
Absolutely. Well, we do. We have three bureaucracies, and you know, when you pay your sales tax, other than paying the money. It's not a problem, right? Now, when you pay income taxes, you know, you probably have to get software to do your taxes, or you pay your accountant to do your taxes. You know, my friend, Kelly, who's a bookstore owner, spends thousands of dollars to file all the forms, the W-2s, the depreciation schedules. All that would be out the window. And imagine the huge increase in productivity if we were to put a national sales tax in. Let's say it's 25%. Every time you go to buy a car for $20,000, you write a check for $5,000 to Uncle Sam.
Right.
But what happens is, because all these people, millions of people are around this system, you know, that are doing tax preparation or different elements of that, it would all be out the window, and we'd save billions.
Right. All right, so let's back up to this idea of national sales tax. You're saying that the national sales tax would replace the whoever administered it, instead of the IRS doing national federal income tax and the states doing income tax and sales tax, there would just be one for the whole country.
Yes.
And then how would the states get their money?
Well, the states would still have their sales tax.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about a national sales tax and a state sales tax, but how would the states get their income tax?
Well, I think the states might have to adjust their sales tax to make
up
for.
So you're saying you have to abolish? See, this is not okay. So what you're saying is that you not only would have to change the federal system, you'd have to change all 50 states,
I think the states, the state income taxes are not nearly as onerous as the federal income taxes.
Right.
But the point is, we're starting to see why the
national sales tax runs into all kinds of problems when it starts replacing existing systems. And we're going to talk about this some more in a minute, including what do we do about the 16th Amendment? This is my big problem with the national sales tax, and we'll get Bob to tell us about that after these messages. Bob Fisher's our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
And I wonder, still I wonder, who's got the rain?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.